the irrigation started here, I think it was in 1936 or 7. Initially, they had a number of meetings locally with landholders to see whether we wanted any irrigation in this area. Prior to that, they were going to put irrigation through Berrigan and Finlay, who did not want it at the time, and they put the Stevens Weir in to supply Walkill. There's a lot of big landholders didn't want water because they'd have to be paying a water right, which they didn't want. Small landholders were just hanging on by their teeth sort of thing, and they needed water to change the story. Years ago, in the dry, it was just a meagre income you could make off 800 acres. We went from 7 bales of wool to 130, I think, one year. Didn't have rice in those days, mostly winter pastures. The water resources were worried that there was no use of water going on in the district and it was not working at all because no demand on water, no people here to use it. And they decided that we'll see if we can get rice growing. And they had a meeting up at the Nema Hall. They asked people, anybody interested? And I think about 5 put their hand up, they would grow rice out of the hall full of people at Walkill Irrigation District. They offered 150 acres for 3 years. After the first year, people from the MIA come down and thought, well, we better hop on the bandwagon here, it looks all right, and they brought it back to 100 acres then. So it was 100 acres for a while, and then we got back to 50 acres. If a channel had restriction as far as there was a lot of pasture being used on it, they would restrict the use of water for rice. But you could use whatever you liked on pasture. In our case, we used to only barely grow 40 acres every second year, but we could grow as much pasture as we liked.